Hey there, Tara.
All right, so I'm not the only person who uses this hack for movies, to fund good movies.
Okay.
And UCal Davis has busted us all. They're liberal and they're completely confused.
All right.
And they thought they were doing a study to say, well, like, oh, to show, okay, like, how do ratings affect movies? And they found, by analyzing the most popular rating sites, Rotten Tomatoes, number one, that the more the critics liked a movie, the harder it failed. The worse it did.
Yeah.
And they were baffled by this. And I'm like, shoot, it's not hard. They're all liberal.
Yeah.
They're not a part of American culture. They're from a foreign culture. They're not, part of the American culture. We don't want to watch that crap. If they like it, I'm like, oh dear, I probably shouldn't watch it.
Yeah.
And I don't. I don't. I assume there's something wrong with it if they like it. Now, I'll give it a shot if they're, because if you've ever been on Rotten Tomatoes, and I love Rotten Tomatoes, there's the critic score on one hand, which is the liberal score, right? That's the Marxist score.
It is. I liked it.
It's a Marxist score. I mean, they might as well, give it a DEI score and be done with it. And then on the other side is the audience, the normals.
The MAGA score.
Yeah, well, it's just normals. It's just normal Americans who are real people. And it's their score. So sometimes if the critics like it and the normals like it, then I still see it. But, if I see 23% on a movie from the critics, who are all the right people, right? They're from the LA Times and all these liberal newspapers. I see like 23% on their side and like 79% on the other side. Oh, I'm like, I've totally got to see that. It's going to be great. The critics hate it. The audience loved it. So, win-win. And they've actually detected this trend, so I'm not the only one doing it. Texter writes on the text line, Lee, using the opposite opinion of the experts at Rotten Tomatoes works great for finding good movies. It does. I use it all the time. So I thought I was the only one. But I'm just a trendsetter, Lee.
That's it. That
That's
is you.
Me. Yeah.
Ahead of the curve.
Ahead of the curve.
An influencer.
Yeah, an influencer. Oh, hey, by the way, speaking of being ahead of the curve, the world was supposed to end in 17 days, right?
No, really?
Yep. Okay. Now, obviously, if I believed that, I wouldn't be sitting here.
Yeah.
I'd be off doing something with the family, right? But, for the record, it was supposed to end in 17 days. How do we know? Because the smartest person on earth, besides Joe Biden, and his son, Hunter Biden, who is the smartest person Joe knows, is Greta Thunberg.
Oh.
Right? And remember, she gave that speech on behalf of the UN to explain to us. Remember, we had 5 years before the world ended because climate change is going to burn it up and all. Well, that tweet and speech got archived in 5 years is 17 days from now. Joe.
Yawn.
Yeah. Do you see anything burning up?
Canada.
Yeah. Canada is on fire. All right.
Yeah.
Good one. Yeah. Canada is on fire. But I mean, like the rest of the world. Nope.
Yeah. Yeah. We have the smoke from the distant fire that is in every breath we take here because of the Canadian wildfires.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah. Doing a little classic rock reference.
There you go. Yeah. I know you could tell you were a classic rock jock. Okay. So yeah. No. All right. So here's the thing. Before as we have documented in recent weeks on this show, potentially shut down 60% of our power supplies we are on track to do in 7 years, either that or retrofit it with scrubbers that'll make it 2 to 3 times more expensive. Before we mandate that 60% of new cars sold be electric and thus unaffordable to more than half the families in the country who can't qualify for the car loan, before we make our ovens so expensive we can't afford them by getting rid of most natural gas ovens, before we get rid of our washing machines and our water heaters and everything else the left is attacking, before we destroy the industrial base, Lee.
You want to add one to that?
Yeah, go for it.
Fox News just did a report. They had one of their reporters out there in Pennsylvania, and he was talking about the home construction issue. The problem is there's not enough transformers to go around for these home developments and rental apartment developments. And part of the reason is because the cost of what they refer to as electrical steel has gone up. There's like a 3-year delay now in getting transformers. Because what's happening is that electrical steel, guess what it has to be used for? Solar panels. So we don't have enough electrical steel to use in the transformers for the new construction, whether it's, single family housing or whether it's rental properties or whatever. And plus, the brilliant folks with the Biden administration are trying to impose some new regulations now, which will require these transformers to be more efficient, which, guess what, makes them more efficient and makes them more costly, rather,
right,
and also delays their production even further.
American people have no idea what's coming. It's
going to
be so bad. And, you know, what's so upsetting about it is last week we had a chance to stop it because the Republicans in the House had voted to pass this thing that said, hey, any major regulation that has major market impact has to be approved by Congress, right? And Kev said, screw that. And he actually flipped it when he went to the White, snuck off to the White House like the snake he is and cut a deal with Biden. He actually flipped it and gave judicial protection to those, you know, to those regulatory changes that are going to break the back of the American people. We're going to be sitting in the dark in 7 years at the rate they're going. It's so bad. And we're told he had to do this to compromise. Compromise on what? Joe Biden only wanted $2 trillion debt limit increase. Heck, Kev went, we'll just take the limit off entirely. Well, you don't have to compromise when you're giving the guy more than he wants. So when the lights go out, remember Kev and everyone who voted for it, including Jeff Duncan. I don't want to hear from Jeff Duncan anymore about energy. I just don't want to. Not after that vote. Sorry, you're not serious. Not serious. But anyway, going to what is going on right now, there is a new study, Lee. So if we're going to do all of this, destroy our way of living, impoverish a generation, plunge us into darkness and all, should we not make sure that man-made climate change, i.e. warming, is real? Like, if there was some sign it's not, maybe we should pay attention. Well, there was a study that was just published showing that the prediction of all that ice cap shrinkage, it's not only not happening, the ice shelf in the Arctic is growing, and I mean really growing. It's a new study that utilizes actual satellite measurements instead of observations. And it shows that the ice sheet gained a massive amount. Antarctica gained 661 billion tons of ice between 2009 and 2019 versus the prediction, the doomsday prediction. This is the same one Greta Thunberg used, of a 20,000 billion ton loss. The ice sheet is growing. So, you know, maybe we don't need to destroy our way of living, our way of life. Maybe we don't. So that means the estimates from 2009 on Antarctic melting are 3,000% wrong. So are we not supposed to follow the science, Lee?
Yeah, I've heard that before.
And follow that science, man. Well, we don't need to do any of these things that Kev wants to do and protect Biden as he does. I mean, can you imagine giving away our power to sue at the Supreme Court and say they're not subject to judicial review? Basically, that just created an EPA dictatorship.
Yeah, absolutely.
And why? The Arctic ice shelf is growing. By the way, the if you want to read the study, it was published in the European Geosciences Union. That is it's a publication, European Geosciences Union. It's called Change in Arctic Ice Shelf Area from 2009 to 2019. It was just published.
Funny, the headline
growing,
doesn't
not
mention.
Shrinking.
Yeah, funny, the headline doesn't mention that it's growing. And
no, you
got to
read.
Change.
You got to read down there. So, I mean, can we keep our gas stoves? Can we keep our cars? Can we have transformers? Can we keep the lights on? Answer from Kev is no. Nope. And you know what kills me? Yesterday, right? He's pushing legislation. Kev is pushing legislation through the House that would ban the gas stove grab, right? Would reverse Joe Biden's regs that'll, you know, make 90% of gas stoves illegal and whatever's left so expensive you couldn't possibly afford them. Especially not with Ennis Font's tax increase here in Greenville, but whatever. And he's pushing this legislation through so he can fundraise off of it. He's going to go out and tell everyone, oh, we fought Joe. Well, he knows that legislation won't pass in the Senate. The time that it mattered was the debt ceiling last week. When he took what the Republicans, what his party wanted to do, which was make Congress approve these major regulatory changes, threw it out and said, oh, we're going to go one worse. We're going to write a thing in there that says these regulatory changes are not subject to judicial review. So we can't even sue for instance, last week we won in court because the EPA was trying to establish a property dictatorship. So if you have a puddle on your land, they can tell you what you can do on your land. The EPA lost the Supreme Court. Well, Kev just made that really difficult by saying this stuff's not subject to judicial review. And the judicial review, it's going to be hard for lawyers to take it before the Supreme Court now. They'll still try, but it's going to be harder. And then he flips around this week and pretends like he's trying to stop the gas stove thing. when he he just gave the Democrats protection to do this crap. So, right, you know what that is? That's vanity legislation. He'll fundraise off it. He'll tell everybody in speeches that he's doing something. When he just protected the very regs that are wrecking America's lifestyle in the debt ceiling deal. And he didn't even need to give it up because he gave Joe Biden more than he wanted. Again, Jeff Duncan voted for it too. I'm absolutely lost on that one. I don't know if you read it or just confused or what. So there you go. We are wrecking the American way of life. Families are only going to be able to afford one car, if even that. And you're not going to be able to charge it anyway because you're going to be living through a rolling blackout. For nothing, the Arctic ice shelf is growing. We're going to need energy, Lee, to stay warm. To stay warm. And we're not going to be able to fight it in court, thanks to Kev. It's just more gas. I call it gas. Great American stupid. Texter writes, I thought the Rotten Tomatoes critic score hack was common knowledge by now. I thought I was the only one who did it. If a movie rates too highly with the critics, they're all liberals, I won't see it unless the audience score is just as high. And it's almost always the opposite. Texter writes, Adam Carolla has been doing that Rotten Tomatoes thing for years. Check out his Rotten Tomatoes game on his podcast. Yeah, because the movie rating by the critics on Rotten Tomatoes, it's just the woke score. It's the Marxist score. So if it's high, there's something wrong with the movie more than likely. And I just won't watch it. Works great. Same time, critics give it 20%. The normals, or the audience, gives it like, you know, 79, 80%. I'm like, oh, I'm going to watch that. Must be great. The critics hate it, so that's a good sign. And normals love it. Texter writes, would making EPI regulations immune from judicial review be unconstitutional on its face? Lee keeps asking this. He's right. If Congress can say the courts have no power, then what is the purpose of the judicial branch? I think what this is going to do is just make it harder to sue. I think we're still going to be able to sue. It's just going to be harder. They put this thing in called PAYGO, which is a scam. It can just be, you know, it can just be suspended. But it's really a blow to America because so many awful things are coming in 7 years. Texter writes, hey, Tara, this is 71307, the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Hey, Tara, Rotten Tomatoes is great. Perfect example is Bert Kreischer's, Kreischer's movie, The Machine. Okay, is hilarious. 29% with the critics, 87% with the audience. The only time the scores line up is with Marvel movies. Okay, I've had my fill of Marvel movies. I can't take it anymore. I'm like, okay, yeah, whatever. Just leave me alone. It's too much. Okay, meanwhile, are you doing this? I saw this with, I love movies. My husband and I just love movies. So hard to find a good movie now. You know what I've been doing? So my daughter and I have been learning Spanish for a long time. So we both watch movies that are in Spanish from all over the world. And then I'll, you know, put the subtitles on. And you know what I've discovered? This is a funny thing. This woke thing. This stuff that they put in these movies now. You know, representation, blah, blah, blah. And it's also fake. You know, I'm sorry. I know you want to put a transgender man in every movie, but there weren't any in my 1700s period piece. There weren't openly gay men walking around 1700s either. Read a book. But there are. Our movies are ridiculous now. They're just so unbelievable. I can't get into it. So I've been watching these Spanish language movies from all over the world, right? The one I just finished is from Argentina. It was very good. Some from Spain, all over South America. And I'm noticing something very weird. I started watching them for the language, right? There's no woke in them. There's no woke. There's none of this like ridiculous. You know what I mean? Representation where you're like, no, there's that. No, they would not have one of those people there because time period's wrong. Racial makeup's wrong. It's all wrong. They don't do that in other countries. And Netflix has started spitting out foreign language films at me. So now I'm getting them, you know, in Portuguese, and I'm getting them from Russia, Folks, you watch. I just finished a Russian film. So it's in Russian, and I just watched with the subtitles. And you know what? There's no woke in it. Everybody in the movie is white. You know why? They're Russian. That's what that population looks like. It should be reflective. There's not every third person is gay. There's no transgender people. There's no woke. There's none of it. So that got me very curious. So now I click on like every foreign language film that comes through. I just saw one that was out of Turkey. Same thing. There's no woke. Folks, we live in this fake bubble. The rest of the world is not in the woke bubble with us. And you can tell that on Netflix. Netflix will allow foreign countries to create films that are not woke and market them on Netflix. That's almost all I watch now. When I'm, you know, on the treadmill, you can't watch American movies. Because it's Marxist propaganda. It's the woke stuff. It's not real. And so when you look at this, you think the whole world is transitioning with us to this woke ideology. They are not. Netflix knows it. They know they can't sell this crap in other countries. So this is a way I have accidentally found, because I started watching the Spanish language movies, and now Netflix thinks I want to see everything in a foreign language, and they'll shoot it at me. Most of the world, not this. UK stuff, yeah. Stuff out of the UK, absolutely. Some of the German stuff isn't even that woke. When you go into German language, there's a little bit of it, but it's not like here. We live in this weird bubble, folks. And this is why the world is looking at us and going, what? Texter writes, hey, Tara, oh, good morning. Be careful watching those Russian movies. The FBI will charge you with collusion. Texter writes, I'm awake, not woke. Another texter writes, hey, Tara, my husband won't even watch TV shows because of all the woke stuff. I know. And it just isn't reflective of reality. Look, we love people, all of us. We're tolerant. Americans are. I am. I love everybody as much as the next person. But it should reflect reality. And it doesn't. You know what I'm talking about. Character assignments and all that stuff. Texter writes, hey, Tara, I've been doing that for decades, even before Rotten Tomatoes was even a thing. Okay, I thought I started it, but I guess I didn't. Texter writes, hey, Tara, maybe if Ennis Font spent more time paying his own taxes, he'd have less time to focus on raising ours. Yeah. Oh, big mess. Hey, speaking of big mess, wait till I tell you the story in the next segment. And this comes to us out of Idaho, a red state that Trump won by 30 points. Wait till you hear what just happened there. Because if it happened there, it's coming here next. Want to know where we're going? I got to tell you this story. This is going to blow your mind. Fresh from the very red state of Idaho, which Trump won by 30 points, okay? 63 to 33. Biden got the 33. In this state, folks, this is why I'm warning you. This is all coming to our schools. This is where we are going. This is Shoshone County, Kellogg High School. And they're getting ready for graduation. So they have this student assembly where the seniors give advice to the freshmen and sophomores, right? Pretty cool school tradition. Until it went awry. There's a kid, super nice kid, everybody likes him, who, during his speech, made the mistake of saying the unthinkable. Made the mistake of repeating actual provable science, which we never do anymore. It's a no-no. You know what he said? Because some of you may not be able to handle this. I just want to give you a content warning. Here it is. You ready? Quote, guys are guys and girls are girls. There is no in between. No! Well, a group of woke teachers were so offended, they immediately shut down the school assembly. An emergency. I mean, this is This is, I mean, they can't handle this. Science denier adult teachers were offended. The student was punished and barred from graduation. He cannot be seen. He has been canceled. He, just the sight of him breathing is too much. Well, this made parents angry and some students. So there was a protest outside the school. All they wanted was to allow this student, his name is Travis Lohr, to simply walk at his own graduation after declaring that guys are guys and girls are girls and there is no in between. So there was a peaceful protest outside. Some students, many parents, a little more than 100 people, and a bus driver on his own time. Bus driver was immediately fired. Idaho, y'all. Very red state. Not California. A state Trump won more by more than he won this state. And then it went downhill. Oh, did it go downhill? You're thinking, that's not all? Oh, we're just getting started. We're just getting started. After the peaceful, nonviolent, very nice protest in front of the school, people just saying, hey, let Travis Lohr graduate because girls are girls and boys are boys. We can prove that with a DNA test. No, the woke teachers weren't having it. So the sheriff, who is a liberal woke lesbian, who also happens to be the wife of one of the woke teachers at the school, advised the school it was just too dangerous to hold the graduation. There could be violence. She said there had been threats, but she won't name from who. They called off the graduation because 100 people peacefully protested. All they wanted was to let this kid, Travis Lohr, walk. That's all they wanted. Well, Travis Lohr has had a dream for a long time. He wants to be a firefighter, like a forest firefighter. So he wasn't going to go to college. He was going to work for the Federal Forestry Service. Had a job and everything. Was supposed to start on Sunday after his graduation that he's not allowed to attend because they canceled it. Are you following this? So he goes, he'd already been hired. He just had to, you know, pick up some papers in his uniform so he could start Sunday. He goes and finds he's fired. The job offer, which they'd given him in writing, he was again supposed to start Sunday, is rescinded. Who is his boss at the Forestry Service? The husband of another woke teacher. So, kid, not allowed to walk at graduation. Graduation is canceled. Too dangerous. Could be violence. His job's gone. I hope he sues the hell out of everybody. All he said was, and let me repeat, and I'm not holding anything, but this was it. Guys are guys and girls are girls. There is no in between. Whole assembly shut down. Kids ushered out. Oh my God, they might have heard that. Why doesn't the left ever want to debate? Why don't they want to? They just shut it down. Why? Because they can't win. And they know it. Now, with Travis Lohr safely kept at bay so no one could see him, just the sight of him is offensive now. They decided to hold the graduation in secret. In secret. So they went and held a secret graduation with a ton of security so no violence would break out. Meanwhile, the media there is trying to find out who threatened violence, according to the sheriff. She won't say. You know, tell you why. Nobody did. Nobody. I mean, maybe there's some Antifa types or something. I don't know. She'd want to make them look bad. This is where we are as a country, folks. You're talking about a total cancellation. You don't get to walk or be seen, and your job is gone for saying boys are boys and girls are girls. This is where we are. So all of these Republicans like Kev saying we should just not fight the culture wars. We should embrace Disney like Nikki Haley. Oh, let's embrace Disney. Let's let them come in here in South Carolina and do what they did in Florida, which is lobby the legislature to teach kindergartners profane things. That's what got them in that mess with DeSantis. It was the lobbying of the legislature. No, we will cram porn down kindergartners' throats. We will sexualize kindergartners. No, you won't, he said. We don't fight that fight. This is your future. Right here. So, well, it's just cultural. No, it's not just cultural. When you don't have a job and your dream is gone. Because you said the wrong thing at a school assembly and you're not even allowed to walk at your graduation. Here's Travis Lohr. I love this kid's attitude. You can hear how mad I am, and it didn't even happen to me. Here's what he said about it on Fox News.
I was supposed to go fight wildland forest fires. I went in to finish up my final paperwork. I was supposed to start Sunday, and I was informed by my boss after I'd finished my paperwork that he was going to rescind his offer. In our protests, it wasn't violent at all. Nobody did anything violent. We were just there to let me walk. Basically, that was our message. That's why everybody came together. I don't believe I would have been punished at all, personally, if I had said Black Lives Matter or any of the other things. It's reassuring to know that I'm not alone and realize what I did wasn't wrong.
Y'all, they canceled the I can't wrap my mind around it. Canceled the graduation, then made sure Travis Lohr didn't know about it, and then held it in secret so that no one would have to even look upon Travis Lohr or Lohr to see him, because the sight of him as a human being is too much. You want to bring that to every school? Cool. Let's take Kev's route. Let's just not fight the culture wars. Let's take Nikki Haley's route. Let's not fight the culture wars. Let's take the Tim Scott route and pretend there is no culture war. And talk a bunch of smack about morning in America or whatever he's talking about. Ain't gonna be no morning in America because you're not gonna be able to go out of your house to your graduation because you're canceled. All this opportunity, Tim Scott, we can have opportunity in America. No, you can't if you can't have a job because you said the wrong thing, Tim. Wake up and fight or something. People reacting on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line to the abject lunacy of a school assembly being shut down in horror by woke teachers after a kid said, guys are guys and girls are girls. There's nothing in between. They absolutely freaked out. They then barred the student from graduation and shut graduation down. Over that. This is where we have it. Folks, if that's not a speech code, I don't know what is. Speech codes are straight out of the Soviet Union. And Idaho, apparently. A red state, by the way. Texter writes, climate change is like static racism. There's too much money in perpetuating them for them to end. Another texter writes, my favorite activity during Oscar season is to look up the annual gross revenue for the nominations, like the movies. Almost all are less than 100K. Wow, 100,000? Are you serious? I'm going to start doing that. Nobody is watching them. Amazing. Text writes, hey, Tara, just curious what has conservative Helen Weaver, sorry, education secretary, done to start turning the ship? She disappeared after the election. Boy, did she. I'm going to look her up. Texter writes, many Californians have moved to Idaho lately. Another texter writes, they hire prison inmates to fight wildfires. This kid is being treated worse than convicted felon because he spoke the truth about human biology. Yes, and lost his federal job. For wrong think. Texter writes, apparently the people in that Idaho county got exactly what they voted in. That makes me very sad. It's coming here to South Carolina. It is. Texter writes, America was great during the days that offered the freedom. Tim Scott had to better himself. Now we crossed the peak of Freedom Mountain and are sliding quickly into the Valley of Lunacy. Oh, you better stay tuned for the next segment. It's going to blow your mind if you think that. Texter writes, moved here in 2016. When I heard your long heating ad, I tried them. Been using them for yearly checkup ever since. Great people. So says Alan and Greer. Well, thank you, Alan. Yeah, I like him too. Another texter writes, hey, Tara, love the show. Thank you. I appreciate you listening, as always.